Isn't it about time for somebody's favorite radio program?
Yeah.
Yeah, for some reason or another, you sound a little taller on radio.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
You're now listening to Pass the Sharpie, the sports podcast where Andrew Sharp draws out the plays. Now here's your host, Andrew Sharp.
Welcome into your preview of the Broncos 2021 season. I'm your host, Andrew Sharp, and today we're going to go through a little bit of the Broncos preseason and talk about what might be coming up for the regular season. Preseason this year is just really hard to judge anything. So many teams are playing backup players, non-starters, third and fourth string. Broncos did look good in their first preseason game against Minnesota Vikings, but the Vikings were fully aware that they were not playing anybody who was going to see significant playing time this season. However, you can only play against who you're playing against. The Broncos did look good in that game and have looked pretty solid with the first-team offense after naming Teddy Bridgewater the starter for the 2021 season. I have been a supporter of Drew Lock. However, Drew has done himself no favors this preseason or last offseason, in which he finally admitted that he had waited a year and a half in the league to finally consult the great Peyton Manning, who lives in Denver, for quarterback advice. That would have been the first call I would have made the night I was drafted. They brought in Teddy Bridgewater to provide some sort of competition, and indeed Teddy did beat him out. And in these preseason games, you can just see the offense as a whole just functions better under Teddy. Less downfield throws, I should say, which provide big plays, but there's also less risk. And at this point, Vic Fangio is coaching for his job. He's not going to be one taking risks or really have any patience for some of the erratic play that unfortunately Drew Lock still shows during most of this preseason. The Broncos finished the 2020 season with a minus 16 turnover ratio, which was by far one of the worst, if not the worst, in the entire NFL. If you look back at some of the other completion percentages that were not very good, their third down efficiency in 2020 was 38.68. Teddy Bridgewater clearly is an upgrade on their third down efficiency, which should keep their defense off the field. Problem was last year, defense was on the field just way too much. Opponents, some of those critical turnovers that Drew Lock had, put the defense in an almost impossible situation of trying to defend a short field continuously while trailing in games, which is, you're just not going to win games that way. So I do understand where they're coming from with Teddy Bridgewater starting this year. Drew Lock definitely has not done himself any favors. This defense is going to be good. I like Ronald Darby. I like some of the other defensive players that they have signed over the offseason. Justin Simmons is now the second highest behind Jamal Adams of the Seattle Seahawks. Second highest paid safety in the league. On a recent interview, he basically said that post-game that it was on him and the defense to step up and win games. He understands this is the year they really need to win. He has not been a part of winning since he was brought in by the Denver Broncos after the Super Bowl season. And team must force turnovers. They've done a poor job of intercepting the ball despite having a very good secondary. They need to create turnovers and either score on those turnovers or create short field for the offense. You can't outscore KC and even the Los Angeles Chargers. During the John Elway era, there was clearly a thought that we were going to try to outscore and outduel some of the teams in the AFC West. And unfortunately, I think that experiment was basically a disaster. You're not going to outscore Kansas City. If anything, we learned from the last Super Bowl in which Kansas City lost, if you play really good defense and you get in Mahomes' face and you make life very uncomfortable for them, the Kansas City Chiefs can be beaten. However, I still think the Chiefs are going to finish first in the AFC West, and we'll talk a little bit later about where the Broncos might end up in the final standings for the 2021 season. Another angle on playing this season that has given Teddy Bridgewater the edge on beating out Drew Lock for the starting position at quarterback for the Denver Broncos, Teddy Bridgewater has made it a point to go ahead and find Jerry Jeudy on a regular basis, something Lock never seemed to develop much chemistry with Jeudy it's clear that Teddy Bridgewater has made it a point to make the second-year star wide receiver from University of Alabama a key target for this year's offense. Judy has looked healthy and really good, and I'm very, very excited. I was excited last year to see Jerry Jeudy play, but I think this year Teddy Bridgewater has made a point that Jerry Jeudy will get the ball. Cortland Sutton is coming back from injury. Looked very good in the last preseason game against the Rams. Still have KJ Hamler as sort of your speed, beat everybody over the top guy. And never forget the veteran Tim Patrick, who's always good for a couple of possession touchdowns and is clearly the veteran wide receiver in this group. So I like the offensive weapons. It's now about distributing passes to those weapons, which Teddy Bridgewater, I think, is more than capable of doing. He is not Patrick Mahomes. He is not Justin Herbert. However, Teddy has kind of bounced around the league, obviously had the catastrophic knee injury when he was with the Minnesota Vikings. And then I am not a fan of much of what the Carolina Panthers have done in any of part of their organization. So I give him a pretty big pass that the short-term relationship with the Carolina Panthers after they let him go for Sam Darnold, who I still contend is one of the most overrated quarterbacks to come out of the draft in the last 10 years. So I am looking forward to Teddy Bridgewater just functioning the offense, running the offense, being an adult, not turning the ball over, letting the running game take over, and then quick passes to some of his faster receivers and let them get big plays. This Denver offense should look much better. Now, having said all that, this also is contingent on Teddy Bridgewater's health. Teddy Bridgewater has never played a full season in the NFL without some sort of hiccup. I have no idea what to expect as far as his health for a 17-game season, something he has never done before. So there is certainly a possibility that Drew Lock is going to be called upon to win at least a couple of games somewhere in the middle of the season. Injury bug ravaged the Denver Broncos during the preseason last year, so they really cut back on how many starters they were going to play this year. I don't blame them. That seems to be the trend in the league. Vic Fangio really can't afford any more losses on his record, whether they're injury-riddled or not. So let's go ahead and talk about where I think the Denver Broncos might finish in the AFC West, and I'll go game by game and declare each game a win or a loss. Hard to predict injuries and other factors, but we're going to go ahead and do it anyway. The Broncos do the advantage, unfortunately, of playing a last-place schedule, seeing as they finished last season at the bottom of the AFC West at 5-11. Chargers were 7-9. Raiders were a remarkable 8-8. I don't think they'll do that again. And Chiefs were 14-2. So if we go ahead and look to this season, we're also a little bit lucky in the way the schedule breaks. We're playing what I like to call the NFC Least, also known as the overcovered NFC East, which has Dallas, Philly, Washington, and New York. The Broncos also have the advantage of playing another interconference 17th game against last place NFC Detroit, which I believe they will win. We are, however, playing the AFC North, a very, very tough division, so some of the losses are definitely going to come there. Anyway, to get to the schedule, at the New York Giants, Sunday, September 12th, I believe the Broncos will win that game. I believe New York's offensive line is going to be a serious issue for the New York Giants all day, where the Bronco defense is going to shine. I think if the Broncos score just enough points, they should be able to win Sunday, September 12th against New York, and I'll say 27-17. And yes, I do think the Bronco offense will be able to score on the New York Giants defense because they're going to be on the field too long. Moving on, Sunday, September 19th at Jacksonville. Jacksonville is not a good team. Yes, they have Trevor Lawrence, but they are still figuring things out. Urban Meyer is a new coach. I believe the Broncos will go ahead and win that game. They again get to host the New York Jets, who are not very good. They have to travel 2 mile high. Always hard to play at mile high at altitude when you come from the East Coast, especially early in the season when teams are still trying to find their legs. Broncos have a 2:05 kickoff on that one. Should win that. So actually, I do think the Broncos will go ahead and start 3-0, which is a great start. However, things get a little rockier. I understand the Baltimore Ravens have some serious injury running back concerns, but they still have Lamar Jackson. They're still a very, very good team in the AFC. So I believe the Broncos will lose that game. At Pittsburgh, that's just not going to happen either. Pittsburgh's a very good team. They're going to have a bounce back year with Roethlisberger, I believe, because he knows this is about one or two of the last seasons he's going to play. So they will not win that game. Moving on, hosting the Raiders at home. We should win this game. If we don't win this game, Broncos have been famous for dropping games against the Raiders at home that they should win. However, I do think the Broncos will take care of business and beat the Las Vegas Raiders Sunday, October 17th at home. They then go on a Thursday night short week, go to Cleveland. Thursday night games are always really hard for the visiting team. Cleveland is very good. They will be very good this year. Broncos will not win that game. Thursday, October 21st at Cleveland. Then get to come home on Halloween, Sunday, October 31st, and host the Washington football team. I actually, unfortunately, do think Washington will win the NFC East. And so I don't see the Broncos being able to move the ball very effectively against Washington. And so actually that would be a home loss for the Denver Broncos. Denver Broncos then go at the Cowboys Sunday, November 7th. I believe they will come back, a rebound off of the Washington loss, and beat the Cowboys in Dallas. Dallas is continually overrated, and I don't think that the Broncos defense should have any problem forcing turnovers and Dak Prescott into some bad decisions. Next week, they get another NFC team. So we're going to play three NFC East opponents in a row. So give you a good test of where we're at. We host the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday, November 14th. Broncos should win that game. Philly has a new coach. I'm not a believer in Jalen Hurts, and the Broncos should bounce back from that. Next week is the bye week. Come back on Sunday, November 28th, and they host the Los Angeles Chargers. Now, this is an interesting game. I actually have it as a loss. I do think that you're going to see the difference between Teddy Bridgewater and Justin Herbert on that day. Unfortunately, I would be happy to say the Broncos win, but unfortunately, I think that is a loss for the Denver Broncos at home against the Los Angeles Chargers. Next week in December, go to Kansas City. The Broncos, even with teams that have made the playoffs and have had very good records, and the Kansas City Chiefs without Mahomes years before he was even in college, they never win in Kansas City in December. It never happens. It hasn't happened in basically the 20 years that I've been living in Denver, so that's a loss, unfortunately. Come back home, host the Detroit Lions, who continually are near the bottom of the NFL every year. I see that as a Bronco win. They then go on the road and play the Cincinnati Bengals. Hard to know at this point. It would be Sunday, December 19th. Bengals could be with Joe Burrow. They could be without Joe Burrow. They could be playing for a playoff spot. They could be at the bottom of the league. I have no idea. I think the Broncos take care of business. Go ahead and beat the Cincinnati Bengals in Cincinnati, or hosting Cincinnati, excuse me. Broncos then go on the road to the Las Vegas Raiders on Sunday, December 26th, and win that game in Vegas. They then go on the road again at the Los Angeles Chargers, and actually I have them going ahead and beating the Los Angeles Chargers in LA, because I think they'll have a little bit of revenge for their previous loss earlier in the season. And then finish out the home slate with the Kansas City Chiefs, who at that point might have everything wrapped up, but I have a feeling with the coveted number one seed now getting a bye and everyone else having to play in this 17-team playoff expansion, Kansas City Chiefs will have something to play for, possibly the division, possibly a home playoff game. So I do not see the Broncos yet again, unfortunately, going 0-2 against the Kansas City Chiefs in 2021. So that would put the Broncos' final record at 10-7 and 3-3 in the division. So let's talk a little bit about the AFC West. I think the Chiefs are going to dominate this year. Yes, I understand they have a new offensive line that will come together. They still have one Patrick Mahomes and all of those weapons. I see the Chiefs going 15-2 and 6-0 in the division, easily winning the AFC West and possibly fighting for the number one overall seed in the AFC playoffs. I then actually have the Broncos finishing second at 10-7, 3-3 in the division, which would be a marked improvement from going 5-11. And I do think the steadiness, of Teddy Bridgewater does yield some results, along with possibly the best defense, not only the AFC, but definitely the best defense in the AFC West. Chargers have a bumpy year, first-year head coach. They have talent. There will be in a lot of shootouts. I'm not sure that their defense can keep up. I have them going 10-7 as well, picking up some wins against the NFC least and some poor NFC teams. However, they finished 10-7, same record as the Broncos, but Broncos end up winning one more division game and have a good shot at making the last seventh seed playoff team. And then after the Chargers, you have the lowly Las Vegas Raiders, who, despite going 8-8 last year, clearly regressed, have basically reshifted, similar to Kansas City, have reshifted all of their offensive line. However, I do not believe in the talent that they have brought in on that offensive line. They're going to struggle severely. I have the Raiders finishing at 5-12 and actually going 0-6 in the division. I actually don't think the Raiders will win in a single division game for the first time in a while. They've done it before, but I don't see the Raiders picking up a single victory against Denver, Kansas City, or the Los Angeles Chargers. So the Broncos, unfortunately, are still living in a Patrick Mahomes world, in which they will be residing for a while because he has a 10-year contract that kicks in next season. So he is not going anywhere. Broncos are going to have to play very good defense, run the ball, play takeaway from Patrick Mahomes, and see if they can start to win some games. However, I don't see this year being the year that the Broncos have the quarterback to go ahead and beat one Patrick Mahomes. Anyways, thanks for tuning in. Go Broncos as always, and we'll talk next time after the possible win against the New York Football Giants on Sunday, September 12th. Thanks again for tuning in. My name is Andrew Sharp, and you've been listening to Pass the Sharpie.